Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Police are looking for a hit-and-run driver who killed a Vietnam vet near his home in Norristown last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports his family is urging the driver to turn him or herself in.
There's a memorial in front of a house here at Astor and West Oak Streets. Flowers, candles, stuffed animals, and a note on a big white piece of paper. On it, rest in peace, Samuel Jackson, husband, son, brother, dad, pop-pop, friend.
Jackson's granddaughter Ashley says he just had gotten out of his car after listening to some music when a car came by and hit him.
It is not fair that I saw him on the ground dying. Like, that's not fair. He should just, like he should have lived.
At this point, police have not released any information about the car. Anyone with information about this is asked to give Norristown police a call. A Southwest Philadelphia man who got his officer's commission from the U.S. Army at age 98 is now hoping to be compensated. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg tells us, his commission had been held up because of discrimination.
At 99 years young, John E. James Jr. has been a second lieutenant in the Army for just about a year.
You like wearing a uniform?
Yeah, it's prestige, you know.
He was one of 21 men of color who finished officer training school in Fort Benning, Georgia in 1942. But the day before graduation, he got a call.
And they said I wasn't going to give me the commission.
His daughter, Dr. Marion Lane, filed a form in 2015 for correction of military records. And in June of last year, James got his bars at the Museum of the American Revolution. Lane says the Army sent her dad about $2,000 in back pay last December, but now they're working with an attorney to use the Lilly Ledbetter Act to get damages for racial discrimination. Lane says they applied for the compensation this year and are hoping to get it while James is still alive. A new housing development exclusively for low-income veterans is almost full just several months after opening on the site of the old Edison High School. There are 66 individual units. The name of the place, Edison 64, is a tribute to the number of Edison High alumni who were killed in Vietnam, the highest casualty rate of any high school in the U.S. One of the early arrivals, Harry Wilson, is hoping the builders will do more to recognize those vets who didn't make it.
I think maybe a plaque, you know, to remember those veterans.
Debbie Derricks of the Philadelphia Veterans Multi-Service Center says the tenants will also be honored with what she calls unparalleled service.
In most long-term housing or permanent housing, you find that it's just residents. And often if they need services, they're bussed elsewhere. Here at Edison 64 Veteran Community, we will have all services and staff operating on site. And that's what makes it unparalleled.
Services include job training, job placement, and a robust calendar of events. Well, PennDOT has hung up the Help Wanted sign. They're looking for people who have experience driving heavy-duty trucks, and they're looking for people who know how to fix them. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
As the winter storm season approaches, PennDOT's Brad Rudolph says there's a need to supplement the PennDOT workforce that battles snow and ice storms.
We're very much in need of drivers. Doesn't affect our winter services. It's just we need more manpower.
Rudolph says the regular crews need a break when storm cleanup lasts for days and drivers are on the road for 12-hour shifts. He says driving a salt truck equipped with a plow can be a lucrative position for the winter, with drivers earning nearly $20 an hour to start. Other jobs include diesel mechanics, garage helpers, clerks, and radio dispatchers. Rudolph says it's easy to apply. Just go to employment.pa.gov. Corporate teams will compete on Thursday at PICO headquarters in a spelling bee to raise money for the Community Learning Center. That's a nonprofit that teaches adults to read and write for free. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
CLC's Director of Engagement and Advancement, Stephen Brown, says many adults come out of high school reading only at a third or fourth or fifth grade level.
I would say, at least 25 to 30% of adults in Philadelphia, do not have the basic literacy skills that they need in order to, pass a high school equivalency test or be able to gain employment.
He says the CLC does more than just prepare adults to pass a GED test. It provides career coaches to help with resumes and job interviews. Brown says CLC hopes to bring in $20,000 to $25,000 with his first annual spelling bee. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.